In March of 1572, he simply moved troops into the marketplace to intimidate merchants who had ceased business in protest and in order to supervise the collection of the taxes. Unfortunately for Alva, taking a forcible approach to the problem did really no good. Taxpayer obstruction continued, and hardly any money was collected at all. Moreover, public opinion was completely outraged. Indeed, the provincial states of Artois, Brabant, Flanders, and Hainaut actually sent deputations all the way to Spain to protest to Philip II in person about this unconstitutional tax. Suddenly, on the 1st of April, 1572, a fleet acting in the name of the Prince of Orange swooped out of the English Channel and landed on the south coast of Holland and seized the port of Brill. The fleet that captured the Brill was actually manned by a group known as the so-called Sea Beggars. Who were these men? They were pirates, pure and simple. In the later 1560s, they had on occasion been hired by the Orangists as gunrunners to move supplies back and forth to the Netherlands, and the beggars raided towns up and down the coasts of Holland and Zeeland in the meantime. They had a particular animus against the Roman Catholic clergy, and they were notorious for murdering priests wherever they found them. In other words, the Sea Beggars were feared rather than loved by most Netherlanders, and nevertheless, within 5 months of their capturing the Brill, a second major revolt had engulfed the Netherlands. What on earth had happened? Well, during April of 1572, the crown was reasonably successful at containing unrest, but nevertheless it was hampered by a series of broader problems. The first and familiar problem were the commitments of empire. In 1568, the Moriscos, that is to say, former Muslims who had been converted to Christianity, the Moriscos of Granada in southern Spain rose in revolt, and they could not be suppressed until the year 1570. Meanwhile, Turkish fleets captured the city of Tunis in 1570, formerly a Spanish possession, and the island of Cyprus in 1571. In 1572, therefore, the Spanish crown found itself straining every nerve to mount a counteroffensive in the Mediterranean, and it had very little time, attention, or money for the Netherlands. Second of all, the new taxes that the Duke of Alva had forced through, in particular the tenth penny, had become really hated symbols of the oppression of the Netherlands by Spain. The taxes were economically burdensome, they were completely unconstitutional, and crucially, they were collected to pay foreign troops, a kind of occupying power. Furthermore, from a political point of view, the crown's traditional allies in the cities, the oligarchs, that is to say, the merchants and magistrates who ran city governments, were themselves compromised by their acceptance of the Duke of Alva's so-called innovations. And when the Sea Beggars approached, these traditional urban elites found themselves unable to control their fellow citizens. Moreover, again, as in 1566, the events of 1572 played out against the backdrop of economic crisis, harvest failure, famine, soaring prices, and the like. A third factor which hampered the crown's efforts to control the problem was that the rebels had ultimately had secured significant foreign support, in particular support from Queen Elizabeth I of England. Elizabeth had been really angered, indeed she'd actually been frightened, by the fact that there were several plots that had been launched against her on behalf of Mary, Queen of Scots, in which Spanish involvement was really fairly clear. Elizabeth therefore allowed the Dutch exile communities in England to raise money and recruits for the Orangists, and actually herself sent the Prince of Orange 150,000 ducats in August of 1572. Moreover, the rebels could count on support not just from England, but also from France, because French Huguenots had long been agitating for, in the French court that is to say, and actually formally planning an invasion of the Low Countries in order to support their Dutch co-religionists. Indeed, even the French crown, the Catholic Valois crown, looked with some disquiet on the ruthlessness and power of the Alva regime. There was, even if they had the same religion, the French crown certainly didn't want an overly powerful regime in the Netherlands just across the border. As a result, Charles IX actually sent money to the Prince of Orange as well. Indeed, he sent rather more than Elizabeth did. It's sort of an irony that the Prince of Orange got more support from the Catholic King of France than he did from the Protestant Queen of England. But in 1573 and 1574, Charles IX would send Orange sums as high as 100,000 ducats a month. Alva had to take this French threat really quite seriously. Therefore, in the spring of 1572, despite the distractions of the beggars in the English Channel coast, Alva was forced to station most Spanish troops on the southern frontier with France. He knew that something was kind of coming.